Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein, Abbas Yeshua Falak. Okay, everybody, say so. Yesterday we were doing the Inyan of the Machlokas Machaber Ramah about whether if there's a guy present in a situation where it needs to be Chil Shabbos for a Chayla Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So the Mechaber says the Yisrael should do it, and the Ramah says no. If there's a guy right there, you should get a guy to do it. And it seems I was speaking to Rav Gutman, Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman this night. He thought, you know, and the Iker Halacha is that we have the Yisrael do it, and the Taz is very adamant that it's not only you should get the Yisrael, but it's really usur to have a guy do it, because then people are going to think that you always need to get a guy, and then there's going to be some times that the guy's not going to be there, and then they're going to procrastinate because they saw that you got a guy there, so they're going to think you always need to get a guy, and they're not going to realize that this situation we used the guy because the guy was right there, and then they're going to come to think that they have to wait. And that's the here in the Ran. Take a look. This idea of the Taz, as some point out, is in the Ran here, page 3, and packet Dalid. Packet Dalid. So if you look in the Ran here, Ein osin dvarim halal on the bottom of page 3 in Pekah Dalet, the Ran says, Ein osin dvarim halal al gdei ovi kachovah lo gdei ktanim al gdei gdol Yisrael. Ein orim lasas dvarim halal al gdei noshim lo gdei kusim im nei shemitzavim lo das achers kachi agirsa b'chol chasarif. Fachi perushasha dvarim hatzrichim l'chol sheish mosakadu shabz Ein osin mosom klal al gdei gnochrim uktanim. He's very adamant here. He says that you shouldn't do it with a guy, even if it's bakroi ba'alma. In other words, even once in a while. You shouldn't even do it once in a while with a guy. Shema yomru haboim, because people will see and say, Bekoshi hitiru bikuach nefesh. That bikuach nefesh, you know, is not such a glatta heter. You know, bekoshi, you know, hitiru. Vein matir also lechatchila. But we really do not matir lechatchila al yidei hamechuyovim b'mitzvus. Shemayovu had. And therefore, and that's the same, that was what the Taz was saying, this idea of the Ran, as Rav Harfinis points out. And then people are going to say that Shem Yovo Hadavar Shalo Yimtza Ovi Kachovik Tanim Lo Yirtzu L'Chalas HaShabbos. And in a situation where they're not going to find a guy, they won't be Mechala, because they'll think, oh, you need Dafka, need a guy. So therefore, Dafka, do not get a guy. And that's what Rav Goodman said to me, is really the Iker Halacha. Dafka, not to do with a guy. In other words, by chola she'ein bo sakana, we tell the guy, kan ein osim al yada b'pnei sakana. So here we're not going to do it. So the Ran says, like what we saw, like the Harfer says in the Taz, that dafki you should have a Jew do it. Because once you start getting a guy involved, then people are going to mistake and think you need a guy, and that's going to cause a kilkul. And he says, V'hadu tani ein omrim lasos dvorim halal lo gdei noshim ol kusim. And then the Gemara says, you don't tell the women to do it. He's saying, but it's a difference. By a guy, you should never use a guy. You should never use a guy. But women, they you could use women. Because women are chayv in Shabbos. But we shouldn't dafka say we're going to use a woman. See, to tell you should use a guy, then people are going to think you dafka have to use a guy. But a woman can do it too. But to dafka use a woman and not a man, that's not right. Because then you're saying that that the woman really, you know, it's more, Shabbos is more kal for the woman. Which is not true. And the Rush also, if you look on page 4, where the Rush also has this discussion, where he says that lo eino sim dvarim halal lo yidei nochrim lo yidei ktanim lo yidei el agdei gdol Yisrael. Afil yesham ktanim lasosim miyad chashinen vizimnen lisnu v'osi ladur il basrayim. And the same thing with Tanim, he says, it's sort of like Goyim. That if you're going to stay Dafka, we're going to get a cotton, people are going to think that you Dafka have to get a cotton. See, that's what happens when people try to be frummer than the Halacha. When they try to be frummer than the Halacha, they mess things up. You know? So that's the... And the Or HaShulchan here on page 6 is, you know, he quotes the Ramah on page 6. He says, V'yesh l'ispale al Rabbeinu HaRamah. There was, the Ramah is the one who says that you could use a guy. The Ramah says use a guy. If the guy's right here and you could see him and he can do it, there's no procrastination. So he says, so he quotes the Beis Yosef and he says, Kosev al Zer Rabbeinu Ramah, the first word on the line is Das, Sif Zayin, on page 6. Kosev al Zer Rabbeinu Ramah, Yesh Omrim Dim Efshar Lasos, Beli Dichoy, Beli Ichor, Hos Al Dei Shinoi, Dim Efshar Lasos Al Dei Enu Yehudi, Beli Ichor, Klal Olsen, Chei Nogim, Avam Lokom Sheish Lochus, He said, lapses. So he says, Eich Efshar Lomar Kain. He says, how can the Ramah say this? For Eva Tam Arishon Shakasavno Shachashashu Bimdei Pam Acheres Pshitas Sha'osr. In other words, if the reason is because next time you won't have the guy and you're going to look for the guy, then certainly it's Osr. And even according to the reason of Chashash Atzlus, Kedid Hashash Chashash Lezeh, So in other words, the Or HaShulchan is upset with the Ramah. The Or HaShulchan is upset with the Ramah. He's not happy with this Ramah that says you should use a guy. Because Kilkulim could come out. And he says, and the Rambam, Udas HaRambam, Hashem, Osra HaShah, Sheyasu, Olde Gedol Yisrael, Heim Gedolei Yisrael, Mamish, HaGedolim Batora V'Yira. So he says, it means good. He thinks Pasha Pshat in the Rambam is Gedol Yisrael Mamish, not what we saw other Pshatim that means that you're Bar Mitzvah and you're Bar Das. He means no, Gedol Yisrael Mamish. Laharos Lakol Shekain Sifsel Ara Torah. And that's like the Tashbet. Anishal means the Gadol is asking, they ask the Gadol, and then he tells someone else to do it. No. You can't be a nishal. You have to be an osa. And he says, if there's a Talmud Chacham there, He should do it. You know, obviously the Tashbari says it doesn't mean you wait for the Talmud Chacham to come. But if it's a big Talmud Chacham there, Dafka, he should do it. L'haros l'kol shekein sifsalonu ha-Torah. To show that this is what the Torah is teaching us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shesiv alonu ha-Shabbos, hu tziv alonu l'chal ha-Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was mitzavah on Shabbos, was mitzavah us not to keep Shabbos in the mokom of Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. And then in the brackets he writes, Gama Taz Tama Alav and Irad, the Bal Dei Azu Sover Mitam Atzlos Vezesha Amr Shas Ein Osim Zal Yidei Peishu Ein Mechuyov Lassos Yideim. Now, the other pshat is that the Ramal will learn is Ein Osim means that you're not Mechuyov to get a goy, but it doesn't mean that it's also to get a goy. In other words, that's how the Ramah will learn the Gemara. You know, Ein Osim means you're not mechuyev to get a guy. But in other words, but this idea that, but in other words, what these Rishonim, you know, it's a shtickle chiddush also, because it's not beferish in the Gemara. When the Gemara says Ein Osim, the two ways you can learn pshat Ein Osim al yidei akum. Ein Osim means you're not mechuyev to get a guy. What does Ein Osim mean? It's usher. Those are the two pshatim. So the Ramah learns Ein Osim means you're not mechuyev, but there's nothing wrong with getting a guy. You know, and one could say that, in other words, these Rishonim are saying a chiddush that's not in the, you know, necessarily in the Gemara over here, that Yudafka is usher to get a guy. In other words, they're making a gzeira that is not necessarily explicit in the Gemara. You know, if you learn the pshat of Ein Osin that it's also, then it is explicit. But you don't have to learn the Gemara that way. Ein Osin just can mean the Aruch HaShulchan is now, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan gets upset with the Ramah. But now at the end, he's Melamed Tzchus on the Ramah. He says, the Ramah will learn pshat. Ein Osin means that you're not mechuyev to get a goy. But that doesn't mean it's also to have a goy. Ein Osin is a So that seems to be, as Rav Gutman pointed out, the Iker Psak is that you should do it Al Yidei Yisrael. You should do it Al Yidei Yisrael. And that's what he means over here. And that you shouldn't do it with a guy. If that's the pshat, then that's pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so that's the idea that's being said in this case. Okay, now. Okay, then we'll have to see, is there a distinction between different types of sakana, a suffix sakana, or a vade sakana they talk about, in terms of getting a goy or not. We'll have to see. 1 second... Okay, we'll have to see that. So let's take a look now at the Gemara in Yuma on page 9. Now we're going to show you other areas of halacha. When we talk about hutra and dechuya, so there are other areas of halacha that this is relevant for. I mean, the famous thing is about the tumah who's hutra b'tzibur or dechuya b'tzibur. And then, what about Bris Mila? Bris Mila on Shabbos, is that Hutra or Dechuya? So that's what we're gonna see. So let's see first the Gemara in Yuma, on page 9. Itmar, Tumas Hameis, Rav Nachman Omar Hutra, he betzibor. In other words, if there's tumah, most of the people in the community are tamei, so then they can bring the korban tzibor, because tumah is hutra betzibor. Rav Nachman Omar Hutra, Rav Sheshet Omar Duchuya, he betzibor. So the verse says like this: Hecha deika tameim utahorim b'chi beisav. Say you have, we know that the Kohanim were divided into different Mishmaros, the 24 Mishmaros, and then they had different groups. And it worked out that the different Kohanim had different times that they serviced in the Beis HaMikdash. And they had these groups. And every week another group would do the Avoda. So Hecha de'ika tmeim utahorim b'hi Beis Av. So the bigger group was called the Mishmar. And within the Mishmar, there were subgroups of called Beis Av. And there were 24 Mishmaros. And then in each Mishmar, there was a couple of Beis Avs. So the question like this: if you have a Beis Av, that means this is the group that's supposed to do the Avoda now. So this is their turn. So it's this Mishmar, and within the Mishmar, this Beis Av. So if the group that's supposed to perform now has Temeim and Tehorim, so everyone agrees, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, that you should use the Tehorim. Right? You should use the Tehorim. Because even though Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, even though the Tumah is Mutter, but this is the Beis Av of today. And the Beis Av today has some people that are Tahorim. So why should we rely on do the Temeim? So if it's this Beis Av's turn, and there are Tahorim in the Beis Av, Kuli Amo Lo Pligi to Tahorim Avdi, Temeim Lo Avdi. The question is, what if this whole Beis Av is Tamei? So should you go to another Beis Av in the Mishmar? Or should you allow the one from this group, you say it's this the turn of this Be'ahav, they're all tummy, but so what? Tumah Hutra B'tzibor. So that's what he's saying. Hecha, de'ika temeim u'tahorim b'hi Be'sav, kuliyam lo pligi t'tahorim avdi temeim lo avdi. Ki pligi la'duri v'lasuye t'tahorim b'hi Be'sav achrina. Are you mechuyev to get from another Be'sav? Rav Nachman Omar Heterhi Betzibur. So Rav Nachman says it's Hutra Betzibur. So that means that what? You could get from that you can use this Beis Av. You don't have to go to a different Beis Av. Even though all this Beis Av is all Temeim, you can go to this Beis Av. Because it's Hutra. So this is a question of the Tzibur, a Korban Tzibur. And it's Hutra Betzibur. So therefore, the din of tumah when it comes to a korban tzibur is hutra. Rav Nachman Omer heter he betzibur lo madrina. Rav Sheshe Omer dechuya he betzibur madrina. But Rav Sheshe says no, it's only dechuya. So therefore, if we have an opportunity to what? To use another Beis Av, so we should, because it's not like it's totally mutter. It's duchuya. It means the issers here just pushed aside, but pushed aside means that if you have a way of doing it not that way, then you should do it the better way. Ika de Amri, afil hechad ika de horim utmeim b'hi Beis Av plig. The other opinion says no. Even if the Tahorim and Temeim in this Beis Av, Rav Nachman Omar Avdi Nami Temeim. Rav Nachman says that even if the Tahorim in this Beis Av, you can use the Temeim. In other words, the question is how far, if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, how far do you go? In other words, do you say that only if it's in this Beis Av? Or say this Beis Av has Tahorim and Temeim. So of course we would want to take the Tahorim. So the first opinion in the Gemara says, of course you should take the Tahorim, even if it's Hutra. Because take the Tahorim. The other Sita says, no. If it's Hutra, so, but you have to Tahorim, so take the Tahorim, don't take the Tameim. The question is whether you should use another Beisav. So how does the Rambam Paskin? So the Rambam Paskin is on page 10. How you mix us Beisav Tameim, mix us Tahorim, Avopi, Sherubim Tameim Mace, Loi Krivu El Ha Tahorim. Kol Beisav Tameim Mace, Yavir Beisav Acher. I so call Mishmar Tameim Mace, Muskar Mishmar Cheris. Then he says, "Mima machzir and altar be beisav acher, they shatuma lohutra betzibur el be isura omeres." The chuyhi. The Rama says, "Tum is the chuyah betzibur." So therefore, if you can get another beisav, it's better to get another beisav. So he says. So if the beisav that's supposed to go now has some tahorim, you'll use the tahorim. But if they're all Tameim, we don't say Tuma Hutra Betzibur. We say go to a different Beisav. Because Tuma Dechuya Betzibur, not Hutra. If it had been Hutra, then we would say even if they're all Tameim, you don't have to go to another Beisav. Because Tuma Hutra Betzibur. But the Rambam Pasuk's Tuma is Dechuya. Tuma is Dechuya. So we're going to see later how is that going to fit in with our whole discussion that we're having now of. That's the whole discussion we're having now about, you know, if you have it. In other words, is this discussion, the Mechaber and Ramoa, about using a goy, is that Toloi and Tum Hutra Dechuya? Do we say that since Tum is Hutra, so then we'll have to see. Because the Pashas, if you look at some point out, that the Marami Rutenberg says Tum Hutra Betzibur. Tum Hutra Betzibur. And yet, there's still an inyan not to get a goy. In other words, we're going to see, Rav Moshe Feinstein is going to have a tshuva about this. Because usually when we say that Tuma is Hutra, so then, what is the Rambam Paskin? If Tuma is Hutra, so then, Haisa kol mishmar tamei meis machzir mishmar. So the Rambam Paskin is Nechuyah Betzibur. But the question is, if it would be Hutro, then L'chor, you should be able to get a goy. Or do we say, no, this has nothing to do with this. Because that's a separate concern. Maybe it's a separate concern of that you're going to be machshil people, losid lovel. So maybe this whole discussion, in other words, maybe Mi'ikar Adin, if you hold Tumas Hutro Betzibur, then really you could get a goy. Because Tumah is Dechuya, you should get a goy. Tumah is Hutra, you get a Yisrael. But is that what they're arguing on, the Mechaber Ramah? Or are they arguing, they're not arguing on Tumah, Hutra, Dechuya. You know what they're arguing on whether there's this new Gezerah. This new Gezerah that if I'm going to get a goy now, I might look for a goy when the goy is not so available and I'll waste time and I'll cause a sakana to someone else. So that we're going to see, because L'chora, if you say like that we paskin Hutra Betzibur, that's how the Marami Rutenberg paskin, that by Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, that's why he paskin Yeshech the animal, rather than giving it Nevela, because it's Hutra. So if it's Hutra, so then why should we try to get a goy, according to the Ramah? So the Pashas is, and we'll see, Rav Moshe has a whole discussion, but the core of the Pashas is, it's a separate concern. Really, Tumah is Hutra, and therefore you should be able to get Israel, but the Ramah, and the Rishonim, and the Taz, and all these things, they're making this new, in other words, those that are arguing on the Ramah, are making sort of like a new Gzeirah. The new Gzeirah, that you're going to come to mess up in the future. Which is a chiddush to make a new gzeira, but the poskim like support this very much, you know. And it depends on the two ways how you learn the Gemara. Ein osim al yidei akum doesn't mean you're not mechuyev, or it's aser to do al yidei akum. So if you say that's pshat in the Gemara that ein osim means that you're not allowed to, then it's a new gzeira. So even if it's hutra, even if it, you know, whether hutra or dchuyev doesn't make a difference, we still have this new gzeira. Oh, so that's So as we're going to see, as Rav Moshe is going to say later, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow, that the machlokas of Hutra and Dechuya by Tumah is not necessarily the same as Shabbos, because Shabbos might have another concern, that the concern being that you might mess up people for the future when they think they need to get a goy. So if you have a goy right there, so Rama is right, why not? But the Taz and the others are saying, but we're afraid, you know, once people can make a kilkel, that's what I said, once people start being frumer than the halacha, that's when all the problems start. You know, because...
Rebbe.
What?
Rebbe, how can we possibly understand it in regards to Shabbos as dechuya if we're going to allow the gadol to do it? Isn't it mashma from the Gemara that then it has to be butchra?
Well, meaning it has to, I mean... Well, that's the two ways you learn the Gemara. What does it mean that... You shouldn't do it all your day. Akum ain osim dvarim halalu. So we said the two ways you learn the Gemara. Either ain osim means that you're not mechuyev to do it, or you're not allowed to do it. So, what?
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now there is a tshuva. We'll see if we get to it today or from the Rama, page 11. Thank you. Okay. The Rama wrote tshuvas. He wrote tshuvas. Just like the Beis Yosef wrote tshuvas. You know, the Rama and the Beis Yosef are mainly known for what they did on the Shulchan Aruch. But they also wrote tshuvas. And there was a professor in YU who was a teacher of mine. Dr. Asher Ziv. He has relatives in Teaneck today, Baruch Hashem, son, grand, you know, his family from Teaneck. He was the Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And I took his class. He took a class, he gave a class on like halacha and Jewish history together with halacha, that type of thing. And he was on the third floor of First Hall. I remember I was in Rav Shech this year. And then he was down the hall. So at 3 o'clock after we daven mincha, I would go to Dr. Siv, and he would teach his class. And he was an old school. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And he had an affinity for the Rama. He was very into it. So he took the Tshuvas Rama, and he wrote footnotes on it. And then the Rama's brother-in-law. He wrote his Sefer, Sheiris Yosef. He was very into the Rama. That was his thing. So there is a tshuva here of the Rama on page 12. And this is going to tie into Hutra and Dechuya. So what does it say? Hamasha Badakdu on page 12. In mutarim beis molim lomol tunuk echad b'shabbos. In other words, usually you have a moil, you get one moil. You're happy, a Shabbos bris, you're happy you get one moil. You know, so the question is, can you have two moilim? So what does it mean, two moilim? Well, there are two things. There's the or mila, and the or priya. They're two skins. Right? So, could you mechabe two different people? Give one person one moil, he'll take off the or hamila. And then the or priya is, technically it's rolled up and pushed back. And you get another moil to do the other. Was the two skins, the or mila and the or priya. So is it proper to have two moilim do one bris? Because you have two You know, we're in the generation we give out a lot of kibbudim. And chasanas, this was not a thing in a chasana that you call up seven different people for seven brachas. It was, one person had, or what they would do was have one person call up. Now with Corona, that they don't want to give people passing the cup. So they went back to the old minhag to have one person make all the brachas. Or at least make, I was at a chasana before my father was niftar. I was at a chasana that, they gave six brachas to one rav and then bracha achrita to someone else. But this is a newfangled thing that we have today. I'm not saying good or bad. I'm not commenting. Maybe it's a good thing. It can be because people have connection with a lot of different rabbanim and they want to have family members rabbanim and they want to mechabed so many people, so they do it. But this is a newfangled thing. So that's in halacha of. So here they want to know. Can you mechabit two moilim? I've seen it, when someone has twins, they'll mechabit two moilim. When my friend Rav Yonah Perswarsky had twin boys, so he was mechabit, Rav Belsky was one moil, and Rabbi Fuld from Queens was another moil. But that was two different kids. Here, you want to mechabit two moilim. One to do one skin, the or mila, and one to do the or priya. Is that a... So during the week, you want to do it because of the hate. But the question is, on Shabbos, is that proper? Have one moil do the or mila, he'll cut the or mila one, and the other moil will do the or priya. And Shalom al Yisrael. What do you think? So you have to know one thing that the old minhag was that they would do the or mila and the or priya separately. In other words, they would do the or mila and then they would do the or priya. They wouldn't do it together. They would do it zachar zeh, cutting the or mila and then taking care of the or priya. Today, many moilim do it mevasachas. That means, in other words, I remember Rabbi Zimmerman once gave a mashal, like, you have make-believe like this is the aver, and then you're pulling the thing. So if you pull both skins together, and then you cut, that's mevasachas. You take both things together, you pull it, you have to pull it far enough so it won't, chas v'shalom cut into the aver, and then you slice two skins at once. That was not the old minhag. That was not the minhag. The old minhag was to do the mila and the priya, not to do it at the same time. That was a big chiddush. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, and he permitted the or mila and the or priya bevasachas. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he permitted. And Rav Menashe Klein, the Ravin, also Ravin Baropok, he wrote the Sefer Mishnah Halachas, and he wrote a critique on this idea of doing the Mila Priya Brasachas. He said it was never the minhag. The minhag was to do the Mila with a kli, and then do the Priya with the fingernail. To move it back, and that was the old minhag. Rabbi Katzenstein, the old Rabbi Katzenstein, who was the moil in Washington Heights, Rabbi Edwin Katzenstein, told me that he used to do mila and priya zechar zeh. His rebbe was Rav Hananya Cohen. Rav Hananya Cohen of I think of Budapest. That was his rebbe in mila, and that's what he taught him. The old minhag, and he told me, and then I think I heard it from his son Pinchas, and I think Rav Pinchas told me that one time he many years ago he did a bris, and there was a question on the bris, so they brought the baby to Rav Moshe Bick Zatzal, and Rav Bick looked at the baby and he paskin that it was kosher, the bris was kosher, but he said to the person, he said, go back to the Moel and tell him the next time he should do Milo Priya Bebasachas, and then he won't have problems. Because it's much easier. If you do Milo Priya Bebasachas, you just pull it, then you cut, and it's all done. Even though that wasn't the old minug, but Rav Bick told him that you should do it this way. And because of that, he changed his way of doing Mila. Rav Pinchas told me his father changed his way of doing Mila because Rav Moshe Bick told him that he should now do Mila Priya Bebasachas. And so the old, you know, Hungarians who are not going to change, you know, they're very into whatever the way it was, we're going to keep it. So, but even Rav Bick, who is not, you know, he's also a man of Mesorah and a man of, but still felt that he should change it and do Milo Priya Basachas. So, obviously, this whole tshuva is talking about you didn't do Milo Priya Basachas. You do Milo Priya Zachar Zeh. So the question is it, are you allowed to do this on Shabbat? Well, what's the Shaila? Because the halacha is, mol velo para ki'ilu lo mol. If a person only did the or mila, he only cut the or that skin, but he didn't take care of the or priya. And the or priya usually was rolled back, you know. When it's the bevasachas that it's cut off, mamish like the or mila, but it's rolled back the or priya. You just did the mila and you didn't megala the atara from the or priya. Mol velo para what? Ki'ilu lo mol. The Gemara says, if you're mol velo para, it's as if you didn't do a bris mila. So the shaila is like this. A bris mila is docha Shabbos, right? But if you have two moyalim, so the first moyal, what he did, he only did the or mila, right? So the kid is still considered an oral. So maybe then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is doicha for the mitzvah of Mila. But the first moil, he didn't what? He didn't mekayim the mitzvah. Because he only did the Mila. So maybe it's not proper to split up. Now, I was looking for two kibudim, splitting up, give one moil the or Mila, the other moil the or Priya. Maybe that's improper. What do we say? No. That you can do the Mila and Priya, zeh achar zeh, give one moil the or Mila, the other moil the or Priya, and it's okay. This is a machloikis between Rav Yosef Karo and Rav Moshe Isserles, the Mechaben Ramah. So we're going to start the tshuva today. We'll continue Bezer Hashem tomorrow. Take a look here on page 12. Hamasha badaknu imutarim beiz moilim lamol tinuk echad b'shabes. Kegon echad yasa achitoch v'asheni hapriya. It means that because the or mila has to be cut off, and the or priya is usually just rolled back, and in a way that it stays there. So Ramo says, I see in the Beis Yosef, so he quotes different parts, then two last lines. Second line here, page 13. So the Beis Yosef Paskin that you should not use two moilim at Shabbos. Again, two moilim for the same baby. Two moilim for the same baby. It's not right to do that on Shabbos. In other words, to give one the Mila, he'll do the Or HaMila, he'll cut it off, and the other one will roll back the Or Priya. Those are two different skins that are covering the Aver. He says it's not right. Aval Hamal Hu Yifra. So the Beis Yosef Paskin, that whoever does the Mila, he should also do the Priya. Meaning he should take care of the whole thing. That's the psak of the Beis Yosef. So he says here, V'nei afshe mitzvah l'shmo al harav, So the Rama says, it's a mitzvah to listen to the Beis Yosef. Afim haya mekel. Even if the Beis Yosef was a mekel, we should follow him. Ani machmir. Kol shekein b'mokam shuhu machmir v'ani mekel. We should follow. But he says, mikom mokom lo emno lichtov mashadaiti nota. But he thinks is not true. The adaram amash mishmaitzu yesh lochiach desharim. So the Rama Shita is that you could split up the Mila. You could give the Mila to two Moyalim. One to do the Mila and one to do the Priya. And what's the Vort? So we're going to see, we're not going to finish it now, but let me tell you outside, and then Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll see inside. Because the Rav Shekhar explains it, the Mechaber Shita is that Bris Mila on Shabbos is Hutra. There's Hutra. So if it's Hutra, so it means when it comes to Bris Mila, it's like it's not Shabbos. So therefore, the first Moel who does the Mila, he cuts off one skin. So the kid, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. But Lagabe, the Asek of Bris Mila, it's like it's not Shabbos. So the first Moel can do the Mila, even though if you do the Mila and don't do the Priya, you're not Yotze. But the whole thing is Hutra. And therefore, but the Rama says not that way. The Rama says it's Dechuya. So therefore, therefore you have to do, so therefore if you don't do the whole mitzvah, then you didn't push off Shabbos. In other words, the Mechaber is saying, it's not Shabbos Lagabi the Bris Mila. So when anything we're doing for Lagabi the Bris Mila, it's not considered, not, it's like it's not Shabbos. So then you can even split it to, I'm sorry, one second. No, did I say it opposite? I'm sorry. If I said it wrong, let me just correct myself. Again, the Beis Yosef says that you have to have one mile. One mile has to do both. Hamal hu yifra. That's the Beis Yosef, because he holds that if you're gonna split it up, so he holds the chuya. The Mechaber holds the chuya. So therefore, if you didn't do the whole thing, then you won't docha Shabbos. This is we're in packet 4, packet Dalet, page 13. So the Mechaber Shita is that Mila on Shabbos is what? Is Dechuya. So Dechuya means that it's still Shabbos. We're pushing Shabbos aside. But what pushes Shabbos aside? If you mekayim the mitzvah. If you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, Shabbos is not pushed aside, like Rav Shecht explained. But the Ramah Shita is that it's Hutra. That it's Hutra. It's interesting that when it comes, you know, the Ramah by Pikuach Nefesh is the one to say that you try to do it in the way that is, you know, which one so could interpret that the Ramah's meaning that it's the chuya. That's why you try to get a guy. If the guy's there, you get the guy, etc. But here he's saying no. But as we said before, it could be that's for a different reason and nothing to do with hutra and the chuya. But the Ramah's saying no. You can mechabe two moyalim. You can be mechabe two moyalim on Shabbos. One to do the mila and one to do the priya. And we're going to see tomorrow inside, because he paskins that Mila B'Shabbos is Hutra. So Lagabe, anything involvement in the Mila process, it's not Shabbos. So what? So after the first Moel that did it, he did the Or Mila. If we would stop now and we wouldn't give the son the rest of the process, he would be an Oral. Mol V'lo Para, Ki'iluat, Ki'ilu Mol. But since it's Hutra, you can just have the first Moel do the Or Mila and the second Moel do the Or Priya. because it's Hutra. It's not Shabbos today. Lagabi Mila. And we're going to see how he learns it out, but that's the... And this is brought down in Shulchan... I'll show you the quick synopsis in Shulchan Aruch. We'll go back on page 19. He says... Machaber says... Yeshli zar shlo yamul shnei molim mila achas b'shabbos ze yimul v'ze yifra. El amol hu yifra. The one who does... You should have one mile. And again, it's clear that the old minig was that you did it ze achar ze. Because if you do Vasachas, then of course you're only going to use one moil. Vasachas means you take the two skins and you cut them, you slice them together. So of course there's only one moil. But the old minig was that it was Zeh Achar Zeh. That's why Rav Menashe Klein, he wrote his Sefer against, you know, Rav Moshe held. He said we should keep the old Masorah. That was his thing. We should keep the old Masorah. The old Masorah was always to do with Zachar Zeh, and he didn't. And Rav Bick was the one who told Rabbi Katzenstein that no, he thinks he should use it. It'll be easier to do it this way, and less shilas will come up. So he told him to do it b'vasachas. But it's clear that they did it Zachar Zeh. But that's the whole discussion over here. That one moil is going to do on Shabbos. You can have mechabit two moilim for the same baby. One to do the Or Mila, one to do the Or Priya. So the Mechaber says, "Not, it's not a good thing. It's also to do that." And the Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah there, on page... Page 19, he says no. He says that you should use one, you could even use many moil, two moilim. Just like when we do the avoda on Shabbos, we use many kohanim. We'll see what that comparison is. But it's interesting that here, the when it comes to Mila, he's saying it's hutra, and therefore. So that is reflective, as Rav Shechter pointed out, it's machlokes, mechaber, ma, whether it's chutra or chuya, but that's the thing, whether you can use two molim, and then we're going to come back to pekuach nefesh and this idea. Okay, but this is a very interesting tshuva. There's some very famous tshuvas where it's interesting to see when the Ramah and the Mechaber had a written correspondence with each other, you know, of... I mean, I don't know if he's necessarily saying that this is written to each other, but meaning that they spoke about each other's... I'm not saying that he wrote it here, but I have to see who he wrote it to. I don't have the previous page here. So, but there are different famous machlokas in Mechaber Amar, and he usually in the Shulchan Aruch, you just see it... It's brought down as a Haggah, but here it's is a whole... So this is a very interesting machlokas, whether you can have two moilim on Shabbos. The assumption is during the week, for sure you could have two moilim. The question is on Shabbos. So Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue this discussion. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Rabbi Alter, Rabbi Feldman, Rabbi Hess, Daniel Albert, and Asher Schoenbrook, and... Daniel Levy, Adam Hattel, Daniel Albert, Ezra Hagler, David Kirsch, Ilan Sasson, Eli Fink, Ari Berman, Yehuda Shitris, Nathan Bauer, Ephraim Benoff, Ilan Sasson, Rav Matt Lavi, Jacob Silberger. Did I get everybody?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what? I can't hear you. Okay, so Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue this packet, and we'll have Chumash afterwards as well. Okay, everyone should have a good day.
Good,
thank you.
Oh, the Ferrari.
Yeah.